His goodness and His glory, nothing compares. Absolutely nothing. Isaiah 53:5, please read it. Matter of fact, why don't we just honor King Jesus and read it up until resurrection on a daily basis. Not just Isaiah 53:5, but the whole chapter, Isaiah 53. Why don't we just read it on a daily basis and just allow the word to minister to our heart. See all that our Savior went through and why. See why Jesus was in that garden and how the scripture says it pleased the Father to bruise him. It pleased God to see the travail of his soul. Why did it please God? Because this is what was necessary for our salvation. God wasn't pleased just to watch his son suffer. It was the reason why his son was suffering, because this was satisfying God's righteous requirement that none of us could live up to. But Jesus fulfilled everything to the letter, to the T. And if you think that he did that for us to be miserable, you better think again. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement for our peace. Peace, peace, peace in the mind. Peace with God, but peace in the mind. Anybody ever battled depression? Ever been oppressed? Jesus paid the price for our peace. Hallelujah. To have a calm, sober, clear-thinking, right mind. He's the Prince of Peace, the Ruler of Peace. He gave his all for us that we might have peace in our minds. Paul said it like this. What did he say? Philippians chapter 4. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are good report, whatsoever things are praiseworthy, may not be in that order. Whatsoever things are lovely, meditate on these things. Think on these things. Trying to get us to that place that Jesus Christ paid the price for. I told you before, I think it was last week, I hate seeing brothers and sisters in the Lord plagued by bipolar disorder or plagued by schizophrenia or any other type of mental disorder to where we're not able to think clearly and think effectively. I hate to see somebody oppressed or battling depression. You've heard the terms manic depression? That's an ugly state to be in. I don't say that to condemn anyone. I say it because it's just, you know, it's like this. One who does not battle that cannot fully relate to one who does battle that, because the one who doesn't battle that is operating freely, and it's hard to comprehend what it's like to be battling that. It's easy to say, well, you ought to do things this way, you ought to do things that way, but something is working on their mind to keep them in that state. And it's like, that's not the will of God concerning you. And so you want them healed and you want them made whole. Jesus paid the price for it. By his stripes we are healed. When he was in that garden, he put his will into subjection. We know many weak believers who say, I just can't help myself. The thing that we will to do, we don't do. The things that we don't do, the things that we're not supposed to do, those are the things that we do. What we should be doing, we don't. We get all mixed up and messed up. And it's like, that's not the life of a believer, not a double lifestyle. You ever heard of the double life of Henry Fife type thing? No, God wants us solid, pure, sound. He didn't even give us the spirit of fear. And many of us battle fear. We're afraid to be in the dark. We're afraid to drive at night. We're afraid to open up our mouths and say things. We're afraid of what others may say if we say something wrong, because we think everything is a performance and we always have to be perfect. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's what he gave us. I'm not making that up. The Bible says that. So every believer is entitled to it. They thrust that crown of thorns on Jesus' head. Jesus let him do it. Break the back of oppression and depression. People who suffer from mental breakdowns, that's not the will of God. Christians having to go to psychiatrists and psychologists, that's not the will of God. We had a couple of weeks ago in QLM, we had a teaching, and Brother Joe, Deacon Posada, was reading from the book. And he did well, but to him, he probably was like, okay, I didn't say that right. I didn't say this right. And you know, sorry for my monotone. And I'm not trying to put you on blast, Deacon Posada, but you know, I'm sorry for my monotone voice and all. But he was reading. And Joe comprehended everything he was saying. And Joe came back with a response that was like, whoa, did you hear what he said? So Deacon Posada, if you ever thought that there was something wrong with your reading, here's a perfect example of somebody being able to receive. So obviously it was clear because he heard it, he consumed it, and then he brought it back. And one of the things he started talking about was, you know how it is where you have these Christian, now mind you, I was shocked because it was so true. But he says you have these Christian counselors or psychologists that go to school and they learn this stuff. And then they bring that stuff in, slap a few scriptures on top of it, and call it Christian counseling. I mean, he was on it. I'm like, whoa, praise God. Listen. Our God is a jealous God. I'm not saying that doctors are bad or anything like that. But our God is a jealous God. And the day that we put more trust in men than we do in him, it provokes jealousy in him. No, it's not the will of God that we sit on a couch and tell all of our problems to another man. God is like, take heed to my word. It'll fix and repair everything. What my son did on the cross, his shed blood all the way up to the cross, it'll take care of everything. Just let it run its course and let it complete its perfect work in you, and you will be made whole. Hallelujah. Glory. You'll never, ever again find yourself as a Christian sitting in front of some secular psychologist trying to diagnose what's going on with you. Why don't you just reverse this? How about you? How are you doing? Well, I'm the one that's licensed. I'm the one that went and got this education. Yeah, but how are you doing? Is it working in your life? How much time do you have? I was trying to hold it together. Okay, let me stop. He doesn't want us. He wants us to come to him. He's the healer. When we release healing or lay hands and pray, that's because the word tells us to do so. But we're not the healer. Jesus is the healer. We can come to him directly. We can come to him corporately. We can come in agreement with our brother and sister. We can follow the word. If anyone is sick, let him call on the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. If they've committed any sins, God will forgive them. That's because the word says so. But we must remember, it is God who's doing the work. Am I making any sense? Hallelujah. Let us stand and pray. What chapter are you going to be reading in the book of the Bible? Amen. Stood up to resurrection. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Church of the Living God. I also received this word, and this is for two people in this house. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. Nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding, and will overcome temptation with joy. And that's for two people. This is a warning for you. A temptation. I'm going to go ahead and give you the definition of temptation, even though we all know it. But under the unction of the anointing, it brings about a different understanding. The definition for the word temptation: a strong urge or desire to have or do something that causes a strong urge or desire to have or do something, and especially something that is bad, wrong, or unwise.
Hallelujah. Take heed to the word of the living God. Trust me, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. We got a couple of praise reports. Just bear with me just a minute. And then one prayer request. Now, just like Jesus healed you of the chest pain and it's gone, Sister Liz, the same with this. The same with this. Everything that the enemy has been trying to do to your physical body, sickness, trying to ruin your physical body, arthritis and bone spur, trying to afflict your body, the bulging disc causing pain within your body, the same Jesus that took away the chest pain from Monday night, it's the same Jesus that will heal these other ailments that you have on this card. We have to believe this. It's not a maybe. It's not a I hope so. It's done. It's done. It's done. November of 2014, anybody remember what happened to me? What happened, Deacon Posada? You're right. You're right in there. And both my knees were healed. Both were healed. I know they were healed. I know what I was doing before. What was I doing before? I was popping, I think it was 4 Instaflex on a daily basis as a supplement to try and relieve the pain. And it would do a little bit, but wouldn't do enough. It would not completely heal it. I got healed in that meeting. That was going on 3 years. Now, I'm thanking God, and I thank you for thanking God for that. But don't you dare think that it won't try and come back on me. Because it does. And what do? I rebuke it. And I thank God for my healing. Hallelujah. Double, I am healed. And every time I do it, what tries to come on me leaves to the glory. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. It will try and come back on me if I allow it. This is how people lose their healing. They get healed, but then they lose their healing. You get genuinely healed, and I don't mean to prolong this, but you genuinely get healed, but then you lose the healing. How do you lose the healing? When you just let it freely come back on you and run its course within you again. You got to resist that thing. That thing is real. It's an affliction. It's a spirit of affliction. It comes to torment you. It'll torment your mind. It'll torment your physical body. But you have to determine within. This is not a lashing, if you will, but you got to determine within yourself. No, I have been healed. And you keep rebuking that thing until it goes. Matter of fact, start praising God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And so, Sister Liz, you speak to the pain. You speak to wherever it is messing with you. And you say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of God's word and by the power of his blood, I command you to go. Because he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. You know what that means? That means that everything that opened the door for sickness to come to your body, it's been canceled. Your transgressions have been canceled. That iniquity, that wicked nature, sinful nature, it's been canceled, crucified, dead. You have the Holy Spirit. You are now a holy child of God. You have been restored back to the original state. Though you deal with this body, which has not been changed, and I like the way Paul phrases it, this vile body. The impact and the effect of it has been canceled by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the house of the Holy Ghost. No unclean thing shall dwell here in Jesus' name. Get aggressive with the thing. Hallelujah. Get aggressive with it. Claim your healing. Praise God. Claim your healing in Jesus' name. I guess I just will never stop saying that. Start saying, I have already been. Hallelujah. When did it happen? On the cross? That was a long time ago. Hey, the blood still speaks and the blood still has power. You know, if we can still get saved today, if our name can still be written in the Lamb's Book of Life today, then we can also be healed today. Amen? Just as surely as we could believe God for our salvation, we should certainly be able to believe him for our healing. Healing is now. It's in the blood. It was paid in full. Hallelujah. By whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes ye are healed. Glory. It took place at the cross. So with that, Sister Liz, and I'm not saying that you can't ask prayer for healing. That's not what I'm saying. But after you've been prayed for healing, you receive your healing. Well, I still feel, don't go by your feelings, receive the healing. Hallelujah. Glory. You got the victory in the prayer closet. You got the victory when hands were laid on you. Healing was released. It's not a mind over matter type thing. It's not, you know, just trying to fool you or deceive you. It's a living reality. It is written. It's in the contract. It's in the covenant. Hallelujah. If you need to go read the covenant again, go read the covenant just to reassure yourself that, oh, yes, this is true. Yes. So let me bring my body in subjection and cause it to obey God. Hallelujah. So all of Sister Liz's chest pain is gone. And Father, we thank you that arthritis is gone, the bone spurs are gone. We thank you, Lord God, that the spine is coming in line, the three bulging discs are beginning to reduce in their swelling. In the name, they won't be bulging anymore. We call everything back into divine alignment according to your word, be it unto her in Jesus' mighty name. And anybody else that's battling with arthritis, bursitis, or any other kind of thing, any mental disorder, we bind that in Jesus' name. You have a sound mind. Hallelujah. You have a sound, sober, clear thinking mind. You have the mind of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. John Upton, disease has completely reversed and functioning as a healthy person. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Doctor said it was supposed to get worse and eventually end all kidney function, but God. Aren't you glad he hasn't given up? Aren't you glad Sister Christina hasn't given up? Praise God. Fight the good fight. Praise God. Excuse me, it's holy. Praise Jesus. Let me look this way. Get a shield or something. Fight the good fight of faith. Victory is yours now. Praise God. Go ahead and wear that champion's belt in Jesus' name. Flash it. Bling! In the enemy's face. Bling, bling. Hallelujah. Master, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done in John Upton's life. Thank you for healing, manifesting in his physical body, astounding the doctors. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your healing in Sister Liz's body. Thank you for healing in the saints of God's body, Lord God. Anybody, we lift up Sister Jernigan. Let healing flow into her physical body in Jesus' mighty name. Just wipe out, Lord God, vertigo. Wipe out, Lord God, sickness and disease from your sons and daughters. Let them be free. Let them be free. Let them be free in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor and praise as we lift up the offerings before you. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you in our giving. We thank you for all who have given. We pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon them, that you will empower them, Lord God, to prosper in every area of their lives, spirit, soul, and body. As the word of God says, beloved, I wish above all else that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That, Lord, your sons and daughters prosper in everything, every area of their lives. That you bless the works of their hands, Lord God, and that you continually supply supplied their every need. We speak healing to Sissy, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. We speak healing to her physical body. Whatever that has come upon her, we rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we rebuke it off of our children. We cover them in the precious blood of the precious blood of Jesus. We cover them. Keep your hand upon them and let healing flow continuously in this house, Lord God. We thank you and give you praise as we lift these offerings up before you. Receive our heartfelt worship that goes into it. Lord Jesus, you're our great high priest seated at the right hand of the Father, the right hand of power and authority. And Lord God, we thank you for being right there. You live to make intercessions for us. Worship the Father with the heartfelt worship that comes up from this tabernacle tonight to say we love you and we thank you for your provision. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Continue to pour out your blessings upon your sons and daughters that, Lord, they continue to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We pray, Father God, that you will continually bless them. You will continually keep them. Make your face shine upon them. Be gracious unto them. Lift up your countenance on them and give them your peace. We pray, Father God, that you will perfect everything that concerns your sons and daughters. Grant raises. Grant promotions. Grant great benefits to your sons and daughters. Bless the businesses. Create more businesses. We thank you, Father God, for last night, the launching of Unleashing the Entrepreneurial Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for your servant, Brother Tim Negrete, and teaching, and for those that are a part of it. We pray for its success, for whatever we set our hands to do. Oh, whatever we set our hands to do, whatever we set our hands to do, that it prospers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Master, that you will prosper and bless your sons and daughters. Bless their inheritance. Bless their retirement. Bless, Lord God, their income. Promote, Lord God, your sons and daughters. Give them promotions, Lord God. Give them raises they did not ask for, bonuses they did not ask for, promotions they did not ask for. Give them jobs they did not ask for. Open up the door. Open up the windows of heaven. Open up favor upon your sons and daughters. Give them what they did not ask for that will blow their minds for everything that they have asked you for, because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So do it, Master, we pray in Jesus' name. We love you just the same, Lord God, in the name that's above every name. And watch over them, see them safely to their destinations, that no evil befalls them, no plague comes near them, and no hurt, harm, or danger comes their way, but guide them safely, I pray. Bless this offering. Bless this assembly. Multiply us. We pray that you will send more out this Sunday. We pray for that family that you sent, Lord God. We pray that you're still working in their home, still working with, is his name Dirk? That you're still working with Dirk in the name of Jesus. And as you continue to send others, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God, oh, will minister effectively to them. We release the angels of God now to go with your sons and daughters here, as well as those that are at home, watching over us till we come together in the name of the Lord again. Be blessed, Master, and we bless your sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Everybody who agrees, say amen. Amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. This Friday, 10 times, we'll be at the Aquino's place, Deacon Aquino and Sister Kianani. And most, if not all of you, know where that location is. If you don't, you got to get in contact with them. This coming Friday, any men available, if there are any men, see Brother Randy, he needs your help. If the more men we have, the quicker the job will get done. I know sometimes we can have too many, but the more we have, the quicker the job will get done, and that is taking care of some things down in the warehouse. So if you're available this Friday, what time, Brother Randy? 7 o'clock this Friday. If you're available, 7 o'clock this Friday, come on down to the MP room. Brother Randy will need your help, and it'll be a tremendous blessing. Amen. Also, Sister Lauren will be getting out to you some of the items that we have that have been donated to us some furniture, chairs, and I don't know if there's tables. There's a chest thing that you can put outside. It's an outdoor chest that you can store things in. But we have some things down in the warehouse that Costco has so graciously blessed us with. And we need to kind of move some of those things out and get them in the hands of those that need them. So she'll be sending out an email. And if you want to, you can take the opportunity to go down and take a look at some of the things, see if it's something that you may want or need, or you may know someone who does need that. It would be greatly appreciated. We get food every other Monday, and sometimes it goes to waste because we have no one to give it to, and it just sits there. But we want to try and get that stuff moving to those who have need. Amen? We love you so much. Praise God. Have a blessed evening, and may the Lord give you perfect rest tonight. May you wake up charged in the spirit. Amen. Special ops is when? Oh, special ops is this Saturday. Praise God. Amen. We calling all special ops. Be ready to go this Saturday. Hallelujah. All right.